Welcome to the March 14th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and cover the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. So Bitcoin's about steady right now. It's at 3850, and that's the same price it was yesterday evening and yesterday morning for that matter. When Bitcoin's price is really steady like this, that's good news for people that use Bitcoin as a currency, because the more stable Bitcoin's price is, the easier it is to use as a currency, because people could receive Bitcoin and then just keep it and not worry about its price going down. But at the same time, when Bitcoin is so steady like this, it's bad news for people that day trade Bitcoin, because people that day trade Bitcoin thrive on volatility. They make money on Bitcoin going up and down. So this is like really boring for day traders when Bitcoin's price is just absolutely steady like this. So the resistance and support levels remain in place. The resistance level is $3,900, and we have not been able to break that. It tried over the weekend, and it got to $3,950, and then it got pushed backwards. So $3,900 remains in place, and we have to break $3,900 in order to have any sort of rally. And then we really got to break $4,200 actually to have a real bull run. $4,200 has been a resistance level that's been in place since December, and we have to break that to have a real bull run. And then the support level of $3,700 remains in place. That's been holding us up, and it's really critical that Bitcoin stays above $3,700, or we could slide all the way back to the long-term support level and bear market low of $3,100. So when Bitcoin's not really moving in any particular direction, we often see the cryptocurrency market is mixed, and that's exactly what's happening this morning. Major cryptocurrencies are both going up and down based on their own fundamentals, merits, and speculation. So Ethereum is down 0.1%, Ripple's down 0.3%, Litecoin up 0.1%, EOS down 0.6%, Bitcoin Cash up 1.3%, and then we get the Stellar, XLM. It's actually up 6.2%. It has jumped past Binance Coin. So Binance Coin was in number 7, but now Stellar's in number 7, and Binance Coin is number 8. Binance Coin's actually down 2%. Binance Coin was rallying a lot recently on speculation regarding the Binance DEX decentralized exchange, and that speculation is probably continuing, but it's let off for a day. It's down like 2% right now. That doesn't mean it's not going to keep rallying. They have not announced the Binance DEX mainnet yet. When that mainnet announcement comes out, there's probably going to be another bit of a rally. Anyways, what's going on with Stellar? Why is it up 6.2% this morning? Well, Coinbase announced that they're adding Stellar. So Coinbase is the biggest retail exchange in the United States. It's like a mainstream crypto exchange that is like the most popular and perhaps the most easy to use for like average United States citizens. So Coinbase recently added Ripple, and Ripple did not really gain any price from getting added to Coinbase. It went up like maybe like 5 or 10% when it was announced, and then Ripple actually crashed after that, and now it's like at the same price it was before the Coinbase listing was announced. But Stellar has been announced like this morning, and Stellar's up 6.2%. We'll see if that rally actually lasts. One interesting note is that Stellar has changed its symbol. So Stellar's logo used to be a rocket, and now it's like a circle with two lines going through it, kind of like the planet Saturn, I guess. Maybe it's like a planet. But yeah, Stellar changed its logo right as it got announced that Stellar is being added to Coinbase. And Coinbase has been really hungry for adding cryptocurrencies, and they're adding like a lot of cryptocurrencies this year. Like, they used to just be Bitcoin back in the day, and then they added Ethereum and Litecoin, and then they added Bitcoin Cash, and then they started adding a lot of ERC-20 tokens, and then they added Ripple recently, and now Stellar. So Coinbase is really upping the ante on their listings. Moving down the list, Tron is up 1.1%, Cardano down 0.5%, Bitcoin SV up 0.9%, Monero up 1.4%, IOTA up 2.2%, and then we get to Dash. Dash is down 3.2%, so Dash had like a big rally yesterday, but now it's going down. It's letting back some of those gains. It was up to like $92 yesterday, I think. Now it's back below $89. Heading down the list of Dogecoin, down 0.6%. So what we're seeing this morning is like cryptocurrencies going up a little bit and down a little bit. And then we got Stellar rallying a lot because Stellar's being added to Coinbase. So the biggest news on the market for today is Stellar being added to Coinbase. And we got that Coinbase effect pumping right now. And we'll see if it actually lasts this time. When Ripple was added to Coinbase really recently, Ripple did not have any significant rally that actually lasted. So we'll see if Stellar could actually break that trend and have a real rally that actually sticks. And Stellar is right behind Bitcoin Cash. Like, Bitcoin Cash has a $2.3 billion market cap. Stellar's at $2.1 billion. If it's going to have a real Coinbase effect, maybe Stellar could pass Bitcoin Cash. But we'll have to see. All right, moving on to the first news story of the day. So some really interesting news about Tether this morning. Tether updated its website, and Tether used to claim that it was 100% backed by cash and a bank, and they have a bank in the Bahamas called Deltek Bank. And previously in 2018, like in October, November, I believe, they had like serious problems with their bank. Like, they got kicked out of Puerto Rico. They had Noble Bank in Puerto Rico. And then they had to move banks to the Bahamas, but it took like a month or two to happen. So the price of Tether crashed to like 90 cents and until they reestablished their bank. But once they reestablished their bank account, they said all the reserves were in the bank and they had all the cash and everything was good. And Tether's price went back to a dollar. Well, anyways, their website has a really interesting update. So I'm reading this straight from their website. Every Tether is always 100% backed by our reserves, which includes traditional currency and cash equivalents, and from time to time may include other assets and receivables from loans made by Tether to third parties, which may include affiliated entities, collectively reserves. So what that means is, like, Tether is not backed 100% by cash in a bank anymore. Like, it could be backed by assets and collateral from loans that they give out. So they're functioning as giving out loans now to make money, I guess. And they use collateral from loans they give out, and also they have assets, and that's not cash. So this is actually pretty big news. And on Tether's website, it still has this proof of funds transparency update thing, like right at the top of the site, and you click on it and it shows all the money being in the bank as of June 2018. Of course, right now it's March 2019. So I think that's a little deceptive, how they're showing, like, hey, we got all the money in the bank, like, right at the top of the site, and then you see below that, like, they actually don't have all the money in the bank, according to their actual website. And Tether is the biggest stablecoin, has, like, over $2 billion market cap. I noticed it declined by, like, maybe $30 million, like, since I last looked yesterday. So, like, I think some people redeemed their Tether after seeing this update. But that's big news, that Tether is not backing every USDT Tether with an actual dollar in a bank. It's being backed by assets and stuff now. So that can get really tricky. Anyways, moving on to the next story. Justin Sun, who is like the founder of Tron, is apparently doing a $20 million cash airdrop on Twitter. And he's giving away a Tesla just to show how successful Tron has been. So Tron was one of the biggest success stories of early this year. During the bear market, Tron was rallying like crazy. It went up like over 100%. And it's still doing pretty decent. It's at $1.5 billion market cap now. It's in the top 10. But anyways, so Justin Sun's giving away a Tesla and $20 million of cash on Twitter. So that's probably like one of the biggest airdrops ever in Twitter history. And yeah, there's not much to that story besides that's pretty crazy. So moving on to the next story. Recently in the United States, there was a great turmoil in the stock market over the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to like 2%. And, like, literally in, like, December, I believe, they raised the interest rate by 0.25%. They hit around 2%, and then the stock market crashed, like, 20%. Like, I think one of the indices entered bear market territory, like the NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones almost hit bear market territory. And then the Federal Reserve said, we're not going to raise interest rates anymore. And the president was like, the Federal Reserves are, like, terrorists. Like, they're raising the interest rates. Well, 2% is not much of an interest rate historically. Like, they usually keep raising until it's, like, 5 or 10% if they could. But the economy is so weak. And what does the interest rate mean? Well, it's, like, the rate that banks can get loans from, like, the Federal Reserve, pretty much. Like, or it's, like, the interbank loan price. So if the interest rate is actually less than the inflation rate, then it's free to get loans, basically. And the inflation rate in the United States is 2 or 3% on the books. It might actually be higher. But on the books, the inflation rate in the United States is 2 or 3%. So once the interest rate actually approached the inflation rate, like, the economy started crashing, meaning because the money wasn't, like, free anymore, or it's even profitable. Like, let's say the inflation rate's 3%, and then the interest rate is 2%. That means you can make money just by taking out a loan. So that's, like, free money and then profitable free money sort of thing. So, but it gets even worse. In Europe, apparently, the interest rates are negative. and they're not raising them. So let's first discuss what a zero interest rate means. That means a bank could take out a loan from the government and not have to pay any money on that loan. So they can receive $1 billion and then pay back eventually $1 billion and not pay the government any money at all for having that $1 billion of a loan. Isn't that pretty crazy, right? Well, what does a negative interest rate mean? Negative interest means that the banks are actually paid for taking out a loan. Like, they'll actually make money. So they can actually take out $1 billion loan and then maybe get like $1 billion and then $5 million on top of that just for taking out the loan. So Europe actually has negative interest rates, and so does Japan. And apparently worldwide, there's $9.7 trillion in negative yielding bonds, which is negative interest rates. So there's $9.7 trillion in negative yield bonds in the world right now. And that's just like free money that's actually making money for the people that took out the money. Imagine if you bought a house and you took out the mortgage to get the house and then you got paid for taking out the mortgage. That's what this is. So instead of actually paying the mortgage back, you get paid for taking out the mortgage. That's the situation the banks get right now around the world, apparently, in like Europe and Japan. And why not the United States? So the United States like had a big turmoil over the interest rate going up to like 2%. The stock market crashed. It's only a matter of time until the Federal Reserve starts lowering the interest rates, actually, to just juice up the economy. Because the economy, the stock market's looking pretty shaky right now. It's taking lots of quantitative easing, quote-unquote, which is basically injecting money into the stock market in order to make it go up right now. And lowering the interest rates is one way of, like, injecting money into the market by making loans cheaper for the banks. Anyways, how does this relate to Bitcoin? Well, worldwide, like I said, we have $9.7 trillion of negative yield bonds, negative interest rates. That is printing money. Literally, they're giving money to the banks and the corporations and giving them more money just for taking the loan. That's printing money. What happens when you print money? The fiat currency weakens. So there's been all sorts of signs ever since that 2008 financial crisis, the Great Recession, that Bitcoin was actually created during 2008 and launched in 2009, right when that Great Recession happened, because Satoshi Nakamoto wanted a better option for the world for money, because fiat currency could be printed by the central banks. And when you see news about negative interest rates, that's actually just like money printing. And when money printing like this is happening on such a big scale, it makes the fiat currencies lose value. And what happens when fiat currencies lose value from money printing? Well, every person that holds fiat currency, like if you have dollars in your pocket and the government's printing lots of dollars, the dollars in your pocket are losing value. So basically, the banks and the corporations win, they get the money, and then like every average citizen loses money. And that's not a fair situation, is it? Bitcoin doesn't have this problem. It doesn't have a central bank or any central organization that could just print Bitcoins. There is Bitcoin mining, but it's an algorithm, and mining will complete eventually, and there will be a total of 21 million Bitcoins. Right now, there's about 17.5 million Bitcoins. So anyways, if the fiat currency is devaluing itself from inflation because of money printed because of negative interest rates like this, Bitcoin is going to gain value. So like, this is a omen. It's a precursor sign that Bitcoin will be gaining a lot of value long term, because the global economy literally needs negative interest rates right now in order for the stocks to keep going up or just to remain steady. That's going to lead to inflation, like, period. Like, it's a lot of money printing, and that's going to cause the value of each dollar and euro to go down. And then Bitcoin is traded relative to the dollar, so if the dollar is losing value, Bitcoin's going to go up. It's pretty simple like that. I think the best strategy people should have is to keep a little Bitcoin on them, like even like 0.01 Bitcoin or like 0.1 Bitcoin, just in case, like it's a hedge for the future, just in case global currency collapses. It's important to have a little bit of Bitcoin, because it is possible, it's not likely, but it is possible that Bitcoin's going to be the only currency at some point in the future if the central banks really fail, like if they really get reckless and print as much money as they can, just like Venezuela did. Then we could be seeing a situation where each Bitcoin is extremely valuable, while each dollar pretty much loses all of its value. It's possible. So that's all I have for you today on this March 14th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to Crypto.IQ for the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. Also join that Crypto.IQ trading desk. They have made over 280% profits since July, even in the worst of the bear market. And if you join the trading desk, you can see their trades in real time and their analysis that goes with the trade. And you can ask our expert traders any question you want and they'll answer it in real time. So join the Crypto.IQ trading desk today. There's actually a 2-week free trial, so it costs nothing to try it out, and I'm sure you're going to love it. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.